talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed, flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking, hearing without listening, people writing songs and voices never shared, and no one dared disturb the sound of silence.
Everybody, and welcome to another episode, episode 76 of TLB Talk Radio. And the title of today's show is When the Law and Justice Aren't. So I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of issue with people trying to understand that. But at the same time, we're going to tear it down a little bit today like we usually do. And try and make it so that more people understand when we say law and justice aren't, when we talk about a two-tiered system. But let me get through the rest of this intro, and then we'll dive into that. Again, welcome to episode 76 of TLB Talk Radio, and this is on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I am your host, Roger Landry, TLB. TLB Talk Radio is sponsored by TLB Project's newest project, and that is the social media website, TLBTalk.com. Come and join us and say what needs to be said. As usual, before I get started, I'd like to once again thank RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, for the platform. Most of you know that John and I worked together to put TLP Talk together. He was actually the media director before he passed away on TLB Talk, and his contributions to TLB Talk are greatly appreciated. But this is one of the reasons why I continue a show on RBN, to show support for a platform that John put together, hoping to get as much word out to as many people as possible. And not the corrupt word, the true word. So, anyway, as usual, let's give thanks to these platforms. But I will say this again, and I say it every week, but I'm hoping it's getting through to some of you. A lot of you make donations and you're appreciated. It really helps RBN when you donate to keep them alive, to keep them giving you the best information possible. But if you're somebody who donates on an irregular basis, and that's nobody's knocking you for that, it doesn't give them the comfort of being able to count on a specific amount each month. What I suggest to everybody is that you pretty much estimate what you donate to RBN over the course of a year, divide it by 12, and the next time you go in there to make a donation, put that number in and click the button that says make this a reoccurring donation. You haven't spent any more money, but what you have done is you've given them the peace of mind of knowing that each month they have a budget they can count on to do what? To give you bigger, badder, better, faster. Okay? So, if you want to throw a few extra bucks in there each month, that's fine. And believe me, RBN is worth it. But again, if you're one of those people who donates a few here, a few there, a couple of months down the road, you know, a big chunk there, do what you can to give them a reoccurring monthly donation. Without having to spend a penny more, you're giving them the peace of mind to give you a better platform. Okay. Having said that, for about the 13 millionth time, and I'll say it again next week too, I will continue on. I will always state that the message I bring you today is not for entertainment. If you take it as entertainment, you're listening to this for the wrong reason. Nor is what I tell you baseless guesses. I'm open to anybody challenging anything I say. I really am. Okay? And none of this is based on remote possibilities. For most of what I deliver in your face, it is reality, recorded facts, or an inevitability depending on our course of action. And another thing I say every week, everybody says, what do you mean our course of action? What about their course of action? We know what they're doing. That's what this show is about. How many other shows on RBN and other good, okay, alternative media sources are telling you this? They're telling you we know where they're dragging us. They're telling you we know where they're taking us. We're telling you we know what the inevitabilities are. And we've been telling you that for 10 years. What we're still not sure of, because we haven't gotten it together yet, is what the heck we're doing. Humanity has not coordinated its efforts against the biggest push against humanity ever seen in the history of humanity. When you're talking about a situation where you might see a genocide of a massive portion of the global population, when you're talking about any of these things along this line, okay, tell me where I've got this wrong. But we must all consider that it is where we are going that makes the most significance. How are we going to take the future, okay? What is our course of action? We know theirs. It's collapsing our liberty, our freedoms, and our financial solid, yeah, all around us as we speak. So who's the part of the equation that's yet to step up and do something? I would think that's we the people. Except I honestly believe the time for that's growing short too. Okay, as usual, links to applicable references and articles are always included, and they will be embedded in the article on Monday with the show. So you will see exactly where the information came from. America is a country based on laws. Okay? So let's jump into this. Again, title of the show, When the Law and Justice Aren't. Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. So again, America is a country based on laws set down to protect us and keep us safe, even from our own stupidity on occasions. Laws are also thought of as a hindrance by those who consider themselves above said laws. I don't know, today that may just be the DOJ, the FBI, the deep state. And their reaction is to either avoid, ignore, or bypass said laws to the best of their politically privileged ability. But I dare you to try that. I'm pretty sure that is called corruption. And breaking the law by most law-abiding citizens, but breaking, ignoring, and bypassing laws is more and more simply deemed an inconvenience by those who are there to enforce and indeed to pass these very laws. We are looking at lawmakers, we are looking at administrators, we are looking at government employees who have basically set up shop against we the people to short circuit every one of our rights, our freedoms, and our abilities. And this, my friends, is what we call the deep state. And when we keep saying that and people don't understand what we're saying, look at what's happening in America today and understand what the deep state is. Deep state doesn't mean it's so well hidden nobody can see it. We wouldn't even have the words deep state if that was a fact. We know what the deep state is. And we know that the power in this country today is concentrated in the deep state and their global elitist masters. Not a joke. And that is proven so easily, it's insane. But the fact is, most Americans don't understand it. They don't. And they don't believe you when you try to tell them. Today in America, we suffer a two-tiered system of justice, the likes of which preceded the fall of just about every nation into authoritarianism that has taken that path. Not kidding. I'm going to tell you that before Cuba was taken over by Castro, there was a political bloodbath. And you can go to just about any country, and it is the political party that is in opposition of the authoritarian takeover that usually gets run over like a freaking locomotive. Not a joke. Our elected and appointed administrative leaders today, the deep state, feels that your word is no longer of consequence because you don't know what the hell you're talking about. And will do whatever they can to run and steer America in the direction their global elitist masters wish, and definitely not in the direction of we the people. That's a fact. And for everybody out there shaking your head going, yeah, right. Look around you. Have you ever seen America this screwed up in your life? I'm almost 70 years old. I haven't. And I've talked to people who are 10 and 15 years older than me, and they haven't. We suffer a two-tiered system today, the likes of which I never expected to see in America. And we'll get into a couple of those that point this out so drastically, it's insane. And I'll mention the names simply because y'all will know exactly where this is headed. Well, gee, one of them is Hunter Biden. Imagine that. And the other one is Sam Bankman-Fried. Yeah. And this is where we're going. But first, we're talking about our government at this point. We're talking about a two-tiered system, not specific cases yet. Let's get a little bit more of the generalities out. Any of you who truly feel that today you live and are governed in a constitutional republic, yeah, the propaganda is how effective? Because today it's very fair to say in your quote-unquote constitutional republic, your elections are controlled. I dare you to say they're not. Your laws are controlled. I dare you to say they're not. Your education is controlled. Y'all know that's true. Your media is controlled. If you're listening to this show, you know that's a fact. Your health is controlled. Again, if you're listening to this show, you know that to be a fact. Your financial well-being is controlled. That's not even a guess anymore. Look at the poverty level rising in America on a daily basis. Your word today is now controlled. Gee, anybody who doesn't believe that's just a freaking idiot. Etc., etc., etc. I could keep going, but when you control my elections, you control my laws, you control my education, you control my media, you control my health, you control my financial well-being, and you control the word I put out, you tell me you live in a constitutional republic. I dare you to look me in the eyes and say that. Because you don't. You are told you do. But I dare you to try and live within the bounds and the limitations set down for our constitutional republic and see how long you stay out of prison. Unless your name's Biden or Bankman or, I don't know, but definitely not if it's Trump. No, not if it's Trump or not if it's you're a Republican and a Trump supporter. You're in trouble. None of this is a joke, people. All of this is absolutely true. So I'm going to hit on a few pieces from an article done by Clarice Feldman. Because after the break, I'm going to have a guest and we're going to discuss these things. And this is somebody that I have a lot of trust and faith in because he works with the Liberty Beacon Project. He is the project administrator. He is also the administrative director of our newest website, TLV Talk, and that's Tom D. And that will be a discussion I am definitely looking forward to. But let me give you a few pieces of Clarice's article before then. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I really don't like doing that. But I will read enough and give you the link in the article tomorrow so that you can go and read the rest. Is it worth it? It wouldn't be part of the show if it wasn't. But let's go into a bit of her article. Let me bring the main points out. And now we're not talking about generalities. Now we're talking about specifics. And I gave you those specifics, the two, individuals that she focuses on. The title of her article is, DOJ Dirty Deeds. Dirty Deeds. We're not talking about our government, are we? It has been a week of scandalous doings on Attorney General Merrick Garland's watch. Congress seems paralyzed to intervene, to intervene with more than hearings, and so far, only federal district court judge Mary Ellen Norica has tried. As I explained, and this is Clarice talking, it's questionable whether her conduct will prevent the Justice Department from exonerating Hunter Biden from laundering what may be as much as $50 million in bribes from countries including China, the Ukraine, and Romania into his family's pockets. Through Jack Smith, it has corralled President Trump's valet and the Mar-a-Lago maintenance worker into the ridiculous documents case. Finally, it dropped another case against crypto scammer Sam Bankman-Fried, who contributed as much as $90 million of ill-gotten funds almost entirely to the Democratic candidates and their action committees. So basically, we're going to stomp all over Trump for doing nothing we can prove, but we can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that this guy, Sam Bankman-Fried, literally brought in as much as $90 million from illegal campaign contributions to the Democratic Party. Now, again, can I prove that? No. Is this something that should be investigated and a lot of people are screaming about? Absolutely. So let me continue with what she has to say. Hunter Biden and the no good dirty deal. Okay? Fried to the courthouse by a substantial, obviously taxpayer-paid motorcade. He was ferried right to the front door. Hunter appeared chipper, obviously believing that his very significant tax avoidance and FARA, Foreign Agents Registration Act, violations were going to be wiped off the prosecution table if he pled guilty to two misdemeanor charges for unrelated offenses. God, I wish to hell they would give people like you and me that kind of deal, don't you? The tables turned quickly. It was alleged that counsel for the defense had misled the court clerk into believing she was acting for the government in requesting, the amicus brief filed by House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith, he removed from the docket. He wanted that to be removed from the docket. Upon learning of the impersonation deception, the judge threatened sanctions against Hunter's team. It's not clear whether or not she accepted the explanation offered, an unfortunate and unintentional miscommunication. But on Friday, she entered an order which reads, in relevant part, any such issues and inquiries shall be submitted in writing and placed on the docket. To the extent that the rare incident arises in which a writing is not practicable, a phone call may be made to my chambers by attorney who represents one of the parties in these cases or an interested third party. So basically what she's saying, this won't happen again because this is how we're going to take care of it. But now we're seeing the irregularities taking place right in the courtroom. The case went downhill after that when it appeared the government and defense counsel had tried to pull the wool over the eyes about the full extent of the plea deal. The plea on its face seemed to recommend probation after Hunter admitted guilt on two misdemeanor charges that he failed to pay over $100,000 in taxes on income earned in 2017 and 2018, okay, and would avoid consequences for a felony gun charge. So he's going to get misdemeanor charges for something you and I would be in prison for, and no charges, no felony charges for the gun issue. The devil was in the details. A side pretrial diversion agreement, the most important portion of which, paragraph 15, had just been handed to the judge before she entered the courtroom. The judge needed clarification on it as it appeared to give Hunter Biden immunity from a firearm offense as well as tax and other tax crimes. So, have you ever seen a diversion agreement where the agreement not to prosecute is so broad that it encompasses crimes in a different case? This is what the judge asked Assistant U.S. Attorney Leo Weiss. Mr. Weiss replied that he had not. So basically what we have is the judge going, what the hell is going on here? The DOJ has been insisting to congressional investigators that it could not respond to inquiries about the Hunter case in those matters still under investigation. But the diversion agreement, of course, would render the claim or that claim in any investigation baseless. In any event, when pressed, the prosecution team denied that accepting the plea deal would grant Hunter criminal immunity in perpetuity, at which point the deal fell apart because Hunter's counsel quite reasonably, that would be the effect. It wasn't. Hunter responded, not guilty. And the hearing ended. I think it could be beyond debate that the government backed off what criminal lawyers called a global agreement because it stunk of a partisan cover-up and mostly to protect the big guy. This is why he did it, to protect the big guy, President Biden. Y'all need to go and look at this entire article because she also, and I will go into that a bit, new charges in the Trump document case. As if admitting the prior charges were weak, this week Jack Smith added charges against Trump's valet and the Mar-a-Lago maintenance man, accusing them of concealing documentation by deleting security tape footage in the storage room. They tried that gambit earlier. They already tried that before Judge Alien Cannon in Florida, and they were forced basically to admit, you know, they only needed to see the video from May 24th until June 2nd. They didn't need these other videos that they're trying to take, yeah, Trump's employees down for. They don't even need those videos. But this has already happened once before. Here we go again. Let me bring up one more thing from her article. You really need to read it all, people. You may recall that Sam Bankman-Fried, the son of two Stanford University professors, was accused of misusing customer deposits who made a $90 million campaign contributions total, $90 million, to around 300 predominantly left-wing political candidates for Action or Action Committees, PACs. This is a guy who spent almost $100 million supporting Democrats. The problem is how much of this money actually came from overseas? How much of this money is illegal? Why was his bank or his, cryptocurrency exchange, FTX, shut down after how many people had lost money? So we're funneling almost $100 million into Democrats prior to election, but our business is failing because all of the money that people have invested is disappearing. How many of you have heard that he's been sent to prison? And for how many years? How many? Look, when we come back, Tom and I are going to talk about a two-tiered justice system in America. We'll probably talk a little bit more about Hunter, and we'll probably talk a little bit about Joe Bob and a few other things. But the point I've been trying to make all the way up to this point is the fact that anybody who tells you that justice is equal in America is a liar. And he probably enjoys the justice on the left side because justice is blind on the left side. But justice sees every minute detail down to the ones that don't even matter, and they will bring those up to hang you if you're on the right side. This is the America you live in today. It's not a joke. It's not a guess. I'm not here making up lies. I'm 69 years old. I've watched it happen, and I worked for this government for 30 years. Well, I worked for Raytheon doing U.S. military contracts. All of this you see around you, it's not going to get better unless we step up. And that's what Tom and I will talk about. That's what the Liberty Beacon Project is for. That's what TLB Talk is for. Damn it, go someplace where you can talk and won't be shut down. And your stuff won't be taken away. And nobody will see what you broke the blood of your fingers to write. Go to TLB Talk and talk and say what needs to be said and post your videos and post your audio tracks and post your images. We'll be back with Tom in a little bit. Thank you. Fools and I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
I gotta tell you, silence is not usually a word that's associated with me, and we can actually ask somebody who would be probably pretty close to an expert on that, and this would be my guest. And yes, occasionally Roger does get to have a guest and somebody who actually knows what they're talking about. This gentleman I'm about to introduce you to is somebody who is extremely familiar with RBN, is also the Administrative Director of the Liberty Beacon Project and TLB Talk, our newest forum. And somebody that I have gotten very comfortable discussing issues with because he tells you what he thinks, not what other people tell you. Tell me what you think. How are you today, Tom D?
Okay, how are you doing?
Well, I'm looking at all of this around us, and the reason why I asked you to come in and have this discussion with me is you and I have talked about these things on and off. What we're looking at is a two-tiered justice system today that literally tells you that if you are of a certain political background, you're going to be disadvantaged. If you are of a different political background, you're going to be advantaged. And this is a country that was built to eliminate that at all cost. A constitutional republic basically states, unlike a democracy where the rule goes to 51%, in a constitutional republic, it is the rights of the individual that are paramount, not the rights of the 51%. So what we are looking at today is the biggest departure from a constitutional republic we have ever seen since the birth of this country. And to me, this is a crisis that needs to be addressed drastically. Have I overstated that, Tom?
No, you haven't. And just want to say hello to everybody out there, all the boys and girls listening, and hope you're enjoying all our newfound prosperity, our increase in our lifestyles, the reduction in inflation, prices of food and gasoline, thankfully to our president. And wrong president, sorry. Forget that. Yeah. Things are going to hell in a handbasket real quick. In fact, I think he's got the handbasket mounted on a motorcycle and it's going as full speed. So things are not going well at all.
And I love the way you opened that up. I really did. And that's in typical Tom fashion. For anybody who doesn't know Tom, that was typical and that was good. Okay, this is what happens when you get to be somewhere around my age, and I won't tell you how old Tom is. And you have seen a lot of this. You have lived through a lot of this, and you have watched things change till we got to the point where we stand today. All right, Tom, we're talking about a two-tiered justice system, okay? We talked about Bankman-Fried. Okay, this guy literally is responsible for just under $100 billion, okay, supposedly, $100 million in donations to Democrats. But a vast majority of that money came from out of the country, and that's not allowed. Why isn't he in prison? But at the same time, a person down in Mar-a-Lago who works for Trump, okay, basically works the house for Trump, deleted some videos because they weren't necessary, and now the government's going to go after him for deleting what? For deleting information that may have been used in the case, except the only days, and they've already been told at Mar-a-Lago that they needed these videos for, they've already been turned over. So the case that they just filed again is filed using false information that will never go anywhere in court, but it will tie Trump and his team up even more. But at the same time, Bankman is responsible for almost $100 million of illegal funds going to people who are running for election. Is he in prison? I didn't hear he was.
To quote a movie that's a favorite movie of mine, which is The Clear and Present Danger with Harrison Ford,
yes.
They're doing the old Potomac two-step. If you ever watched that movie, that was a quote from the president in the movie who Harrison Ford wanted to basically hang him for doing all kinds of dastardly deeds. And he said, nothing will come of that. They're just going to do the old Potomac two-step. And you know what? This is all that's going on, except to the fact that maybe 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, it was all kind of kept hush-hush. Now it's right out in the open. I mean, they're just slapping us in the face. You know what? We're doing it. We're going to continue to do it. And there ain't a damn thing you're going to do about it. And, I don't know if you heard, but Devin Archer is going to be testifying tomorrow in a closed session of Congress. And what did they do to try to stop him? The DOJ wrote a letter yesterday on a Saturday you know, they're usually, you know, out on their barbecues or on their big yachts. Oh, yesterday they had to write a letter to the judge to pull in his, I guess, his bail and lock him up immediately. So that's a threat to him to say, shut your mouth or, you know, we're going to put you in jail and you're going to end up like a pedophile. What's his face? Committing suicide. So there's no end to their corruption. And the thing is that it's so blatant that if you can't see it, you absolutely are deaf, dumb, and blind.
Well, Epstein is another big, you know, that's another big in-your-face two-tiered justice system, because Epstein, a lot of what he was doing was known. Okay, why do you think as soon as this guy died, we got so much information about his entire life? We got information about who visited his island. We got information about what happened as a result of that. There was so much out there about him, but you didn't hear any of it or very, very little of it until he died under.
And we still haven't heard anything about his clients, all the people, you know, they really think that that was a honey trap. You know, they were just, he was luring people in there, getting videos of them and then using them to blackmail them. But you know what? That is
if you stop and consider exactly the people that were, okay, the known people, okay, that were on that island and that were regulars on that island, you hit the nail right on the head. That's exactly what is supposedly the impetus for that island in the first place, was to bring people that they needed, key people, okay, get them to do things that they could be blackmailed for. And what you hit the nail right on the head when you said, we haven't got a client list yet. They know that that client list would destroy a lot of people in our government.
Yeah, I mean, we know Billy Bob Clinton was there, but he's proud of it. You know, that's like a little badge of courage for him. But you know what? You want to talk about two-tier justice. Look at what they just tried to pull with Hunter Biden in court. They tried to slip something past, and I'm no attorney.
That's what
I've
was talking about.
A lot of work.
Yeah,
I've done a lot of work and stuff. But how is it that you try to slip something past a judge that's going to give you immunity into the future?
There was a pre-trial agreement. Okay, that pre-trial agreement had an impetus or an influence on agreements made in the trial. So basically, the judge may not have even seen that all of this put together would imply that he has immunity now and going forward. Yes, and going forward. And the judge went, what? Yes. So,
well, that just shows their boldness. That just shows how blatant and bold they think they are. You know, well, we're not only going to pardon you or forgive you or give you a deal on what you've done, but you know what? That's just a pain in the neck. We you know, that just takes too much time. It's too much hassle. Let's just give you immunity for the future. You know what? Let's see one of us get something like that.
It's not going to happen. Well, anyway, nope. The judge put a halt to that. She basically said, what? Are you kidding me? This isn't going to happen. And my biggest concern right now is for her. That's
yes,
my biggest
has anybody
concern.
Checked on her to make sure she's still vertical?
Yeah, she's still breathing. Yeah. And again, it's the same thing when you talk about things in Mar-a-Lago. Okay, and this is not about whether you like Trump or not. What we're talking about with Trump is a two-tiered system that's shining through beyond anything you can believe. Let's take the next thing, and then I want your opinion on this, Tom. Let's talk about classified documents. Let's talk about Trump, President of the United States. When he has stuff moved to Mar-a-Lago, he says, this is all declassified, put it in boxes, get it down to Mar-a-Lago. He has absolute 100% authority to do that. He's the only person on the planet who can do that. So they have no recourse for anything he took to Mar-a-Lago. That's an absolute fact. But yet they continue to play the game. Now they're bringing people in that work in Mar-a-Lago to try and put pressure on them to get to Trump via that mechanism. But at the same time, okay, We have the vice president, not the president, the vice president who has top secret plus documents in multiple locations, including his garage and an office building he doesn't even own, highly classified documents. And hey, wait a minute. Is anybody taking Joe Bob to court? Is Joe going to jail? Have you heard anything about this lately at all? His transgressions are absolute. Trump's transgressions are also absolutely not. He was the president of the United States. Anything in Mar-a-Lago, he states he declassified. He did. Where have I got this wrong, Tom?
Well, from everything I've read and understand, it's that what Trump did is equivalent to returning a library book late. That's, you know what?
That's
kind of the whole debate. Yeah, the debate is, you know, you're having a discussion with the Library of Congress or the Presidential Records Act that he can, you know, can you keep this or can't you keep this? You know, if he's got it, he's declassified it. I mean, that you're exactly right on. And that's my opinion, too. But, you know, that and $5 will get you a cup of coffee.
But that's his opinion. And that's the opinion that counts
that
the most. It's at the top of the opinion poll list. You know, if Trump says, I declassified it, he was the only person on the planet who could do that. End of story.
Yes.
But they're still harassing the hell out of him. But nobody, okay, is catching the hell that Trump is for the declassified documents of Joe Bob. Joe Bob should have been impeached for the mishandling of highly classified documents in multiple storage areas with intention. But he hasn't even been brought up on charges. Nothing.
Yeah, well, they found 172 currency transaction reports, suspicious activity reports on the Biden family. And that's, you know, that's probably just the tip of the iceberg.
It is.
This guy is dirty. And I mean, and he doesn't care. I mean, if he gets on TV and tells people, yeah, you know, I told them they don't fire this guy, they don't get the $1 billion
right,
or however much it was. I mean, how much more in your face evidence do people need before we start filling the streets of DC with about 5 million people to shut the damn city down?
I could not agree with you anymore. I mean, you hit the nail right on the head. What most people fail to understand is that governance gets away with what governance does because the people are not coordinated enough, they're not unified enough, nor are they, let me tell you this, okay? I would say nor are they, what they have is a massive amount of ignorance. Now, That's the situation most Americans are in today. But I need you to back up for a second because I just used a word I need to explain. And Tom, I want your opinion on this too. I said that most Americans suffer ignorance, and that's why we suffer a lot of what we suffer today. Because through that ignorance, most Americans don't even know that they should do what Tom said and step up. But most people out there would say it's because Americans are stupid. I'm going to explain something to you, the difference between ignorant and stupid, okay? Americans are not stupid. Americans are conditioned. Americans are intentionally, this is the right word, ignorant. If you're stupid and I give you the information to solve a problem, you still won't be able to solve the problem. Why? Because you're stupid. If I give you information to solve a problem and you didn't have it, you were ignorant of that information, and I give it to you, you will use it to solve the problem. When people talk about stupidity and ignorance and interchange them as if they're the same thing, they're not. Most of Americans suffer from intentionally caused ignorance, not stupidity. But yet they want you to believe you're stupid. And Tom just threw a couple of facts in your direction. How many of you actually understand what's going on here? Tom, do you agree with the definition between ignorance and stupid?
Yes, and it's not only the perfect description, but it's intentional because look what they're doing to the schools. I mean, if your kids are still in public school then it's your fault for your children's future, because you got to get them out of there, either homeschool them or put them in a dedicated private school that's going to teach them right from wrong and not what feels good. You know, it's you know, we homeschool our two sons, and I'll tell you what, they said, oh, you can't homeschool kids, they won't be social, all of that. You know what, my kids had more friends than I could count. I'd come home from work at night late, and I'd have to step over them in the living room because they were all camping out in the living room, all the friends they had. And two, my youngest son graduated 3 years early, because it was such a, you know, it was, oh, and we're not going to talk about all this stupid stuff. We're going to teach you reading, writing, and arithmetic, you know, the three R's that you and I were raised on.
Yes.
Not all of this other crap. It's really bad, and it's dumbed down ignorance. That's what it is.
I want to take that to the next level, because part of the reason why you're the consummate guest is that you always bring up perfect talking points. And we're talking about our kids. I need to tell everybody out there something, and this has been a tyrant's objective for thousands of years. If you wish to take a society to its knees, you must break down the family unit. If you break down the family unit, a society will collapse so much easier than you could possibly imagine. If you have a strong family unit, it will survive a lot longer than you think. Today, especially in states like Washington, and there are other states, but Washington just passed this law, so I'm bringing that up. If a child looks at you and says, I want to be the opposite sex, and I can do that, and I can have all the operations and everything, and I'm going to do that. And the parent looks at the child and says, you're 10 years old. When you're 18 years old, if you wish to do that, you can do that. But in my house right now, you're not going to do that at 10 years old, because you haven't really got your head together. Well, this is what he was taught in school. He was made to believe this was the coolest thing under the sun and he should do it. So this kid says, fine. This kid goes upstairs, gets his phone, because every kid has a phone nowadays, calls a number that was given to him. Within 30 minutes, there's a car outside the front door. There's a knock on the door. The child is requested by name. The child is put in the car, taken down to a care center. And you will not get your child back unless you go to that child and promise that child you will do whatever they want you to do from now on. This is the America you live in today. The state has taken ownership of your children. Your children now know they can control your life, and the state has given them the tools.
Well, my favorite thing to do is when, you know, the few times that we did have issues with things like that, I would just pick up the phone. I said, here's the phone, make the call, but I guarantee you, you're not going to like what's going to happen once you get to the other end of that process. So they buckle down. But, you know, a lot of this stuff, and people are going to say, oh, that's just, you know, that's so old, we don't even think about it. But a lot of this stuff going on is part of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto.
Oh, yeah.
Break down the family, get kids in public school, teach them stupid stuff. You know, it's all there. And you know what? You try to talk to people about this stuff and they just glaze over. You know, they look like a glazed donut.
Yes. And you're absolutely right. And if you step back again, and all the things that Tom and I have just discussed, we're talking about our children. And there are people out there that will tell you, they will tell you blatantly, that if I can control a generation of children, then I can control a nation in less than a generation. That's a fact. Okay. And what you're looking at today is exactly that. You are looking at an influence on our children that is beyond anything you can imagine. You destroy the family unit, which is exactly what's happening. You put distance between parents and children, and that will break down the society faster than anything else will. And this is what you're looking at. It's not a joke. Why the hell would you tell my children to come home and tell me, I'm a boy, but I want to be a girl. I'm only 9 years old, but that's going to happen. And then threaten the parents if they don't go along. This is something I figured I would read in a really warped science fiction novel, not something we'd be living in today. How about you? Did you think you'd be living in a world like this today, Tom?
Not on your life. I mean, I figured things would, you know, I mean, I've been into this since probably 1979 when I finally had my eyeballs opened up to where I saw what was really going on. And somebody pulled the curtain back. And I'll tell you what, in all of my fantasies, I could have never dreamed about something like this. How is it that 0.001% of the population can try and control the rest of us? I don't understand that, but I'm not putting up with it. And, you know,
no.
People tell me, don't you think about what you say before you say it? I say, hell no. I want to be just as surprised what come out of my mouth as you are. So I don't put up with it.
Do you know what changed my outlook on everything? Because you've got to remember, I worked for the military almost all the way up to 2000. Do you know what really shocked me into doing what I do today, Tom? What one event? Can you even guess?
There's so many to choose from, but
9/11.
I'll have to let me tell
9/11.
Oh, yeah.
That's the very first thing that I went, what? And that's what brought me into this hook, line, and sinker. All right, my friend, I'm going to give you a couple of minutes because I do, you usually do a closing here. Take a little bit of time, tell people whatever you would like them to know, TLB talk, whatever. Just tell them what you would like to know. And Tom, you're always a pleasure to have on the show. You're a decent individual to have an educated discussion with.
Well, I can just, you know, in order to save our own hides, we've got to get more people involved. I mean, just yesterday I was sitting at a stoplight and I saw a bunch of different stickers on the back of this guy's truck. And I said, I got to do something with this. So I put the truck in park. My wife's looking at me like, what are you doing? I jump out, walk over to the guy's window, give him a couple RBN cards. And I said, please check out the radio station. I said, and when you get in there, you'll see an icon for TLB Talk. Please come and join us and spread the word. I gave him four or five RBN cards. And then the people started beeping the horns. And I just kind of waved at him and said, thank you. And got in the truck and drove away. And hopefully that guy's listening today. I don't know.
Yes.
But, you know, this we've got to go above and beyond to get this word out. You can't just say, oh, yeah, I listen every day. You got to get everybody that you know involved. I mean, I don't care how you do it. You know, go over to their house, turn on the radio, make them listen to it. I don't know. But everybody has a different way of convincing their friends that, you know, what they're telling them is the truth and the facts. We got to do it. We have to make this exponentially expand or we're going to lose this fight.
Yes, and you're absolutely right. Look, everybody, that was Tom D, one of the best guests I have ever had and will have. You'll be back again. We'll be back next
week.
Thank
you very much.
And we'll take it to the next level. Thanks, Tom.
Everybody have a great weekend.
Tenement halls and whispered in the sound of
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead shilaji hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilaji Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called shilaji as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know shilaji by other names, shilajit, momio, momi, mami, mineral pitch, asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.